I saw this story today. I love this, and I wonder if I wondered if this is as big for me as it is for you.
Well, yeah, because I was going to bring this up to you, actually, because it's really interesting, because the Jamaican patty is something I didn't have until I moved to Toronto, and I moved here in 99, and I had no idea. When I first read this story today, and they said that there was an issue with the word Jamaican and patty, I thought that it was about that Jamaican people didn't want to be associated, they didn't want it deemed to be a Jamaican patty, but it turned out the federal government claimed that Jamaican patties didn't match the technical definition of beef patty.
Yeah, here's Carl James from York University.
That Canadian Consumer and Corporate Affairs inspectors came to Kensington Market and told the people who had been selling patties that that was violating the rules. Why are you making such a fuss about the patty? I think it's understandable for everyone to believe and feel that the patty was not a violation of anything.
Now, is it true, Toronto? Let us know. Or wherever you are listening to the show today. If you've had an amazing Jamaican patty, where was it? Because I've been told, and I've read a number of times, that the best Jamaican patties in Toronto, you have to buy one underground if you're on the subway line. Like the kiosks that sell them.
There was a big conversation about, you know, people in Scarborough and the east end of things saying, oh, it's Kennedy Station. Kennedy Station has the best Jamaican patties. Warden Station. And then there was, my area of the world where I used to go, Kipling and Islington Station, people would represent that way. And then they found out they were all made in the same place. That it's actually the same manufacturer. So everybody was kind of right about it. I'm not kidding. But the Jamaican patty is one of those things, like it was in my high school caf. You know, you'd eat it at donut shops growing up. But it's one of those things now as an adult that I just crave, that I don't have my hands on as frequently as I did when I was younger. And I hate that. I was saying to you earlier, like I grew up on a lot of Filipino food. Mm-hmm. I miss a lot of Filipino
Pancit.
Food.
Pancit.
Pancit. Oh, and what is it called? Shopao, that little hamburger.
Love it.
That stuff.
Love it. I hope I'm pronouncing this right, because we're talking about Jamaican patties. We weren't. We're going to move on. But Tinnell's patties is what I'm hearing from everybody.
Is it Tinnell's? Tinnell's. I think it
could be Tinnell's.
I don't know.
I'm getting it spelled a number of different ways.
Yeah.
There's one on Eglinton. There's one in Brampton, Queen and Kennedy in Brampton. West End of Toronto is Tinnell's on Queen, Kennedy in Brampton. $15 for a box. This is that's crazy. So Randy's is another one, and a couple of different recipes.
People guys, asking us to put the dirty nacho cheese on the patty.
That's what I was just about
just
to
trust, just to trust them, just trust us.
The first three words, though, whenever you start a conversation with this, hear me out.
And then it's followed by the dirty nacho cheese.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And this one, Michoudian patties.
Yeah,
are awesome. By the way, have you guys tried a grilled cheese patty sandwich?
Not against it.
Make it the same way as a traditional grilled cheese, just add a patty in between. Epic. By the way, you guys kept me company and smiling during the very difficult time of losing my mom almost 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
I'll always remember the relief I felt in the few hours of escape in the day.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Holy
smokes. It's definitely our pleasure. Also, now that everybody's hooked us up on the patty stuff,
yeah.
Where are my Filipino friends at? Where can I get some Shopao? I need some Shopao in my life. That's what I need.
What's Shopao?
So Shopao is it's a doughy bun. It's like a steam bun, like very similar to
like a bao.
Steam bun, yeah, very much like a bao, but it's got this flavored meat inside of it, and it is freaking phenomenal.
Is it sweet?
Remember when I was a kid. Yeah, it's got a nice little sweetness to the sauce.
Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, because I was the only white guy in my entire crew, and we all still talk to one another, so maybe I should ask those guys. We're all in a WhatsApp chat together. Hey, guys, I need some Shopao. Hook a guy up. But I remember when I was a kid bringing them into my home, and I lived in an Irish Catholic house. And so I'd be like knocking corned beef out of the deep freezer and stocking it up with Shopao. And my dad would be like, what the hell is that? I'm like, you got to try it, man. And he was a convert. He's like, we're never getting the corned beef again. Get me some of that Shopao. So it was good stuff back then.
Yeah.
That's what I love about living in a city like this.
Yeah, amen. I was just going to say, if there's one thing that I tell people that are from like the East Coast that ask me about living in Toronto, I always say, you know, there's what you hear about our city not being friendly, number one, that's not true. And number two, just the food is beyond. Like, you could literally eat at a different place every single night of the year and no way get even in any way, shape, or form close to getting through everything.
That's very true. You'd spend your entire life trying to do it, and you'd never get to the end. It's like the internet. You're never going to finish that thing.
Yeah.
I've tried. I've had a lot of time to myself. Still haven't finished the internet.
That's the one thing.